Stuart Pink
on Phoenix FM.
Yes, indeed, it is. And I'm very excited to welcome to the studio for their exciting radio debut, Julie and Graham of the Brentwood Photographic Society. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Very well, nice sunny day.
Good. It's glorious out there, isn't it? Beautiful day to be indoors in a room with only one window.
Photography.
It certainly is. So you're joining me from Brentwood and District Photographic Club. Great to meet you. I've literally just got myself a camera, so you couldn't have timed your visit any better. Perhaps in a week's time when I've learned how to use the thing. However, what's your experience with photography? Quick round the room.
Well, I used to be a scientist, and I used to do photography down the microscope, and I've always been very keen on doing very close-up stuff. So I like doing macro, and I like doing wildlife, so I quite often go up to Scotland and photograph the red squirrels and the deer and all that sort of stuff, and also I enjoy doing landscapes.
So you're used to like zooming in close?
Absolutely.
In your science background?
Yes.
With moving objects rather than...
Yes, and Graham's just recently joined our club and is now our treasurer.
That's right. I mean, I've been interested in photography all my life, but it's only in the last 4 or 5 years I've taken on digital photography. It was all film and celluloid before that.
Oh, wow.
So I invested in a decent camera, a Canon camera,
yeah.
And then I joined the club, of which Julie's chair. And been learning from the professionals.
Excellent. So you're used to developing film and doing it all like...
I have done it in the past, but we don't do it anymore. Although some members still do.
Yes, there are a couple that still use film. And some of the judges that come round, they can tell sometimes that it's film with the sort of grainy effects. And
there's a place for it still.
Yes, absolutely. And it's quite popular, especially the black and white developing.
Yeah. We've had film directors on the show before to talk about shooting in sort of film rather than digital stuff, and it really does kind of create a different vibe, a different image.
Absolutely.
So you come in today to talk a little bit about the Brentwood and District Photographic Club. Graham, you're a new member, so what do you get for being joining in the club? What was it that enticed you in the first place to join?
Well, it's to be with like-minded people, I think. The club meets regularly on a Friday evening. The venue is the Friends Meeting House in Hutton Road, Shenfield.
Yeah.
It's a very well organised club with committee structure, and many of its members have previously been officers of the club, so they know which way things are run. There are about 40 or so members. We've been impacted by COVID a little bit, as you can imagine, but we're just getting things back together again now.
Yeah.
We have 35 sessions a year. We have a break in the summer. During a typical evening meeting, there'll either be a competition, a print competition, which is still very popular with members, or a projected image competition using the digital projectors, which is much more straightforward and I think popular as well. And amongst all that, we have talks from visiting experts and judges. We have members' evenings, sometimes we have some tuition.
Oh, excellent. Learning on the job.
Learning on the job, absolutely, yes. How to do your own prints or how to create special effects. Each member tends to have their own sort of speciality.
I guess it's one of those things, once you start getting into and you meet people who are also doing it, you can learn so much from each other.
Yes, we have a number of professional photographers who are members. Either they've been in the past or still are. And there's a lot to learn, really, from these individuals. There's a lot of experience in the room. And judges have to be on their mettle, really, when they're appraising our pictures, because they know that they're talking to people who are experienced and have got a critical eye.
So it's not like when you get a lovely drawing from your child and you stick it on the fridge, you don't go, that's very good. It's a bit more cutthroat than that, is it?
Yes, yeah. The other thing I think to emphasise is that we're a very friendly club,
yes.
Which sometimes some of the members are members of other clubs as well.
Yeah.
And they always say that they enjoy Brentwood Camera Club because We are friendly and welcoming. So if there's anybody out there that's learning photography or experienced photographers, you know, we've got a whole spectrum of people. Come along and join us on a Friday night at the Friends Meeting House.
Excellent. So what time do people go along? Or do they have to get in touch with you first?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Until 10.
8 till 10.
We have a break in the middle for a little bit of refreshment and to mingle when we can, which is always goes down well.
Yeah.
And that's held throughout the year. We have a break in the summer. We do have a Christmas dinner and also a summer barbecue as well, which is a social event that people look forward to. We keep the fees down as much as possible. It's £55 for an adult, £80 for a couple, which we think is very competitive and affordable for the value for money that people get.
Is that for your membership?
Yes.
How long is it for?
For a year.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah. And we don't charge per meeting. That's an all-inclusive membership fee.
Yeah. So what sort of competitions do you do? Is it like you get a brief to go and take a picture of a swan or a picture that depicts something? What's the current competition?
Well, we sort of have a sort of a range of competitions for the different genres of photography. So we will sometimes have a landscape. Well, we call it a scapes competition these days, so that you can have landscape, seascape, skyscape, urban scapes. Then we have a flora and fauna competition, which is a rather lovely trophy. And
flora and fauna.
Yeah, so that's the sort of wildlife one. So I usually have my eye on that trophy. Then we have a portrait competition. Some of the members are very good at taking portraits, either in studios or outdoors.
Yeah.
And mono is a very popular one. In fact, that's coming up this coming Friday. Not this one, no, sorry, the 29th.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we have a panel competition where people have a theme. So it might be wildlife, in which case you might just choose one particular species and have a picture of, say, a deer front on, side on, and maybe a close-up of the antlers and face, etc.
Oh, wow.
So there's lots of different competitions going on, and we have a sort of beginner section as well, and a more advanced section, so that the beginners get a chance to win trophies, so they're not competing against more experienced members of the club.
Oh, that's a good idea. So you've all got a chance.
Yes.
So Julie doesn't win them all.
No, most of them. But one of the genres worth mentioning is the street photography.
Oh, yeah.
It's about one of the few things that Julie doesn't do, I don't think. It gives other people a chance. But no, street photography is very, very popular. And we've also had some very interesting talks from people who like to do that and wander around and taking pictures either in London or elsewhere, and that's proved a very enjoyable talk.
Excellent. We'll have a continue our chat in just a few moments' time, because I want to ask you all about the exhibition that's going on at the moment. So we'll do that after we do this. Get into my car. Hop in the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on Drive. Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done! Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice. Phoenix FM Drive, it is 3:28 on the money. Still with me are Graham and Julie from Brentwood and District Photographic Club. Hello, Dave. How are we doing?
Fine.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Good. Glad we got the travel out of the way. But now, we would normally press the events guide button at this point and tell us all about the events. But as I have the people in the room to tell me about it, tell me all about the Brentwood and District Photographic Club exhibition.
Well, I saw an article from the Royal Photographic Society, because I'm an associate member and they send out details, and the various fellows of the Royal Photographic Society started an initiative a few weeks ago whereby they donated some images and people could buy limited editions for varying sums of money. Yeah. And we thought that was a really good idea. But we then decided to, you know, take a leaf from their book and do something ourselves. And it was very timely because we usually have an exhibition at the Brentwood Library during the month of April.
Okay.
And as it happens, we've been very lucky. The librarian allowed us to continue for the month of May, so people can still go along and see the exhibition. There's probably about 40 prints up there from all the different members, and copies of the images can be ordered, and most of the money, probably sort of 90% of the net proceeds will be donated to the Ukrainian appeal via the Disasters Emergency Committee. So we'd like to try and encourage people to visit the library, and if they like any of our photos, details are up on the board. Graham's been putting notices up, and we check every day to see that there's still sort of leaflets available.
Yeah.
And they can contact either Graham or myself, and if they'd like to buy a print, we will then contact the relevant member and sort it all out for them.
So the relevant member, whoever took the photo, is the person who does the printing of that.
Yes.
So they
yes.
still get to know that their piece has been appreciated.
Yes. So the whoever's buying them as well will get a nice new print rather than the one that's up on up
kicking
on
around
display.
The library for a month.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's a wonderful idea. I'll have to go down and have a look. So this is in Brentwood Library now.
Yes.
Whereabouts? Pretty obvious when you walk in.
Yes, it's over on the right-hand side where the exhibitions are normally.
Cool.
And it's spread on sort of like one side and a little bit further as well. But as Julia says, there's 45 prints there.
Oh, wow.
Covering all the genre that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And it's a very good representation, I think, of the sorts of interests that the members of the club have and of the standard that they're able to achieve.
Yeah, that's true. It's quite a good sort of snapshot of the whole group as to what they're doing.
Yes. And they're up to date. They've just some of them have only recently seen the light of day. Have been in competition. And they're nicely exhibited. The members rallied round and put that up to. And also, our secretary Roger Winter did a very good job in orchestrating that. Shout out to Barry at the library as well for having facilitated the whole exhibition and allowed us to extend it for an additional month, which is good news.
Very nice, very nice. So, has we got any favourite photos in the exhibition?
Oh gosh,
put you right in the spot there.
Well, I don't really do portraits myself, so I admire the people in the club that do the portraits, and there's some lovely portraits. One lady, Tina, does very high key portraits. So they're very sort of bright and lovely young ladies, and some other people. Colin does really sort of moody type, darker images. It's really interesting, actually, when they come head to head in a competition as to the judge on the night who's going to give it the first or the second, and it varies depending on the judge.
The light or dark side?
Yes, the light on the dark side.
Amazing. So it's all there until the end of May at the Brentwood Library. People can go along. I did say I was going to do a quiz, so quick fire round. All the different main genres of photography. Can you list them all whilst I'm looking at the list?
A list that I gave you, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you've got portrait, you've got landscape,
yes.
You've got street photography,
yeah.
You've got macro, meaning the sort of miniature stuff like insects.
It's not on the list, but I'll give you a point.
Is it? Okay.
No, yeah, fair enough. That's a bonus.
You've got sports photography. Did I put that on the list?
No, that's not on the list either.
Okay.
But that's another bonus point.
Okay.
So you've got two bonus points and three actual points.
Don't forget wildlife.
Wildlife, yes. Another bonus point.
Yes.
Still
mono,
life.
Black and white.
Oh, all these bonus points we're racking up here. Still life and abstract were the other two.
Still life and abstract, yes.
Oh, it's just, all sorts of genres, all going on.
Oh, we didn't do too bad.
You did pretty well. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. So a quick reminder, is there somewhere people can go to find out more about the Brentwood and District
Photographic Club? Yes, we have a website, the Brentwood and District Photographic Club, BDPC. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I've done it. I've got it written down in front of me. And every time I
tried to visualise it, but yeah. Yeah. So it's the initials.
Brentwood and District Photographic Club, and yes. It used to be .co.uk, but it is now just .uk. So www.bdpc.uk.
And on there you'll find the syllabus for the rest of the year, setting out what the nature of the evening's meeting is going to be, and it confirms the time and also the dates, and that runs through, I think, until the end of June, mm-hmm. when we'll stop for the summer, and then our year starts again in September.
Like going back to school.
Or just come along to the library and you can pick up a leaflet or take a iPhone picture, or there are other phones of the contact details. Our contact details are on the library wall, so people are very.
And anyone who's interested can come along 3 times for free, just to familiarise themselves with the club the people, and they get a welcome from Julie and the other members of the committee. And then they can decide at the end of that whether they'd like to join, and that's something that many people take advantage of.
Lovely. So your next meeting on Friday or tomorrow?
Friday the 29th. We're having an extended Easter break.
Fair enough. So you can digest all that chocolate.
Absolutely.
First.
Absolutely.
Yeah, got to be done.
Have more time for taking photographs as well.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, get some spring shots.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you both for coming in. Obviously, can't wait to go and see the exhibition at the library, which is on until the 31st of May, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you very much.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.